Well, hello everyone.
Hi, everybody.
It's your mommy and your daddy. I know. I know you hate
I
those
know,
words. I
every
know.
time, every
Welcome back
time.
to NMR. Darren, how's it going?
Going well. It's actually kind of like chilly and overcast in LA today, so I'm loving
Really?
it. I love it when it's like that. It's nice, a little change of pace.
Yeah.
It also means I can take Snoopy out for walks like during the day because otherwise it's just too hot. But oh my
Yeah.
God, we have been running into so many coyotes on our walk.
What? Shut up.
Oh,
What?
just like in the street, hanging. I mean,
What? No,
in
I don't
LA,
like
like
that at
we live in
all.
the wild. Like that's the thing. It's like we're living in the mount, like we're living in
Yeah,
mountains,
yeah, yeah.
like the valleys and the peaks and stuff like that. And like we have to
Yeah,
live
but
amongst them. And I remember like a 60 Minutes piece from like could have been 10 years ago, could have been 5 years ago. I don't remember when it was from, but it was about the mountain lions in LA and
oh
how
my
like they
God.
live
I feel
amongst
like I've
us.
seen this. Yeah.
And like
Just
mountain lions
ringing a
aren't coming
bell.
to my backyard, right? Like they're not coming to backyard, but
Well.
coyotes definitely are. And like
Ugh.
I was like when I was walking on the streets and like they don't have sidewalks in the hills really. Like
Right.
there's just it's mostly just streets and then you're kind of like you're navigating and everything's really windy. And I was like looking around the corner to see if a car was coming just to make sure like Snoopy and I
Shut the
could keep
fuck
coming.
up.
So I look around the corner to see if a car was coming and then I hear Snoopy bark. And then I turn around because there was nothing in front of me. There was no car coming. And I turn
Yeah.
around and like 100 feet away
No.
from me was a coyote.
No, Darren,
So I
no.
scooped her up. I picked her up and Snoopy was like defending me. I scooped my little amuse-bouche up and went walk the other way. The first time I
Okay.
ran, and you're not supposed to run, you're not supposed to like
Sorry, I'm like imagining you like
sprint, but I
cartoonishly
was
running. Yeah.
farther away and there was other owners there with their dogs, so I felt like I was
Okay.
like a little
Yeah,
bit more
yeah.
safe,
Like
but
maybe
I
they're not
ran. But
domesticated, but like maybe they aren't
I
as
mean,
feral.
they're supposed like coyotes, they're supposed to be
Yeah.
scared of humans in theory
Oh.
because like we could kill them,
Yeah.
like in theory I think my dog's not going to scare them, but I would scare
No.
them. But these ones, at least the first time, they just kept walking. They did not give a fuck that I was there. The second time when Snoopy barked and I picked her up and I went to look at
Yeah.
them, they turned around and went the other way, but I still went in the opposite
Hell
direction just
yeah.
because like, I'm not
You
going to take
never
that risk.
know. Oh my
You never know. And
God.
like we have air horns and stuff just to make
Okay, I was gonna
sure,
ask what you do to defend yourself.
I mean, it's kind of crazy because like there are crazy animals that live in Central Park that you
Right,
always
that's
hear about,
true.
like
Yeah.
crazy animals, crazy birds and owls. And there was a mountain lion. There was something living
Yeah.
in Central
And
Park.
there's
Like
been coyotes in New York City too, actually, I
it's
remember
been its
seeing.
own ecosystem. It's just that all the streetlights, all the noise, like you don't really notice it.
Right.
But out here, you really are in it.
It's,
And you
yeah.
have to learn to live amongst it. I'm not really a big proponent of like,
Okay,
well,
fair.
let's just kill them. It's like,
Well, yeah,
no,
no.
we have to live amongst, like it's
Yeah.
their area too. And you have to
Okay.
protect yourself. But like, yeah, they acclimate to us, we acclimate to them,
So when you leave, do you pick up, when you're taking Snoop on a walk, are you picking up her leash, her poopy bags, and like the air horn and or animal mace? Like, are you going out every time with
I
that?
don't take the I only take mace out if I'm out at night, and then I should take the air horn out more. I haven't been
Yeah.
taking it. We have it for our house, like if we're in the
Okay.
backyard,
Sure.
because I worry about Snoopy being so scared if I did
Oh,
that.
sure, that's
But
true.
it's also like I'd rather her be scared than dead, so I
Well, of
guess I should
course.
probably take it.
Yeah, I would, 'cause goodness.
But
So does the air horn just kind of scare the coyote away? Is that
yeah.
what it does?
It's like
Okay.
it's supposed to freak them the fuck out. And it
Damn.
would freak out a human being. Trust me, those things are loud.
Yeah, they
But
are, yeah.
it's a good reminder to just like taking a walk with Snoopy is like my happy place. And I've read so many things about, you don't want to drag them. You want them to feel confident, sniff their go at their pace. Don't be on your phone. Like really
Yeah,
enjoy the
your
time you
moment
have with
with,
them.
yeah.
Yeah, like your connection with them, almost like they're a kid. And it's just
Yeah.
a good reminder, like
Oh.
to always pay attention and always be vigilant, whether it's a car or a coyote
Yeah.
or something, what they're eating. Like it's just a good
Let me
time.
ask you.
It's a good reminder.
No, that's so true. And let me ask you this, not only coyotes, but I'm thinking like I've hugged Snoopy and she is a little thicker than last time I saw her. I'll just say
She
that.
lost a little
But
weight, I'll say
oh, good.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. She
Okay,
lost her
good.
holiday weight. We've been taking her out on long walks and she's been thinning.
What is she doing? Because I need to learn how to do that myself, actually, now that it's getting a little warmer. But
Well, we
not
go on
only
long walks.
you go on long walks. I don't do that. So that makes sense. But what I'm also thinking is, what about these videos of eagles and vultures flying down out of the sky and picking up tiny little boops like her?
That definitely happens too. I never let her out by herself. She's always in my
Okay.
eyesight. I'm always out with her. I never just let her
Okay.
roam in
Just
my
roam around.
backyard.
Okay. All
Never,
right.
never, never, never. So
'Cause she's a little beanie baby. We got to make sure
she's a
we
little
take care of her.
stuffy. She's
Can I ask you
stuffy.
something?
Yeah.
Earlier today, I told you to remind. I'm putting it on the agenda, but I had asked if you were in LA today, and I said, remind me to tell you on the show why I'm asking. Do you have, and just out
Yeah.
of curiosity, any thoughts as to what would maybe
That you're
spur that
coming to
on?
LA and you're in LA
No, I
and you didn't tell me.
wish. Oh,
Oh,
imagine that would have been the
is
fun.
there some like Funko Pop, like something that you need
No,
me to go get for you?
I'm just, that would be awesome. But no, I'm just curious if you had a thought, because the reason I'm asking for everyone listening, okay, is that I was at work this morning. I got in around 8:30 a.m. And I hope, and we can cut this, by the way, if you want me to cut this, but, and I don't know if it was accurate or what was going on, but I got an Apple Watch notification that Darren was cooling down on her workout at 8 o'clock in the morning, my time, which I believe would be 5 a.m. your time. So can we set the
She's
record
definitely
straight?
sleeping.
Okay. I was gonna say, I was like, if
I
she
woke
did
up to
a
pee at 4:30, but I don't wear my Apple Watch when I sleep.
right. So, and you wouldn't have been cooling
Sometimes
down
though,
from that.
when I like put my Apple Watch like on the charger when I'm sleeping, right? And then I wake
Yeah.
up and when I
Yeah.
first put it on, it will give me notifications of like,
That's
my
what,
mom's finished a
yes.
workout, like John's finished a workout. And so it's like, but
Yeah.
it all didn't happen then. It's just happened in the time since I
Totally.
last wore my
Right.
Apple Watch. So
And
like,
I thought that too, but that wasn't what happened.
in theory, like I could have had that going and it just like popped up then, but I was definitely sleeping because I've been
Okay, good.
exhausted lately
Yeah,
because
I figured something like that happened. Sorry to interrupt you there. I didn't mean, I thought you were paused. But yeah, I was like, at
No.
8 o'clock, I was like, if she is up before I'm even remotely awake doing workouts and cooling down, I was like, I'm impressed. I'm
I
truly
would have had to have a
impressed.
very early shoot or something
Right. That's what I was thinking.
to do it that early. But
No, you've
yeah.
been traveling, right? You've been so
Yeah, I was gonna
tired
say I was
lately.
so tired because I was in Chicago this weekend. So fun. I actually
Love
thought of you because
Chicago.
I feel like
Oh.
you and I are always talking about Chicago. I
Yeah, I
remember when you
know we
went to go see
are.
the Bean and then you had, wasn't
Yeah.
Pokemon Go Fest there?
Yes. 10 years ago, actually. This summer will be the 10
It's
year
been 10
anniversary.
years.
Well, actually, let me take that back. Pokemon Go launched 10 years ago. Their
Yeah.
first Go Fest was 2017. So technically 9 years ago. And then I went back in 2018 as well. Yeah.
Okay, because like I remember talking with you
Yeah,
about
yeah,
this on
yeah.
Martinis and Murder, and we
That's
didn't do
right.
Martinis and Murder in 2016. So I was like,
That's right.
okay.
Yep.
No, Chicago's a great city. I mean, it was cold. I was there for AC2 with Andy and Anderson. Like I've
Love
done
them.
pre-COVID. It was so fun. We did shows in Boston. We did shows in New York. I was a little worried about all the TSA lines, and my flight was
I've been
really early
worrying
to
about that.
Chicago. Andy's flight was canceled. Literally. So I
What?
flew out on Friday at 7 a.m. At 10:30 p.m. on Thursday night, I was getting Snoopy to go to Darren's because Darren was going to watch Snoopy over the weekend, right?
Yep.
And so I
Yep.
was like getting in the car. He was out to dinner, so I was like going home. And then I get a call from Anderson's assistant, and I was like, "It's 2 a.m. in New York, you know, it's
Oh my
1:30 a.m.
God.
Like, why the hell is he and I had been talking about travel before, but everything
Okay.
was said and we were fine. And I was like, why is he calling me? Like,
Yeah.
and he's like, the flights are just canceled. And so like we had to
Oh.
scramble. And then the only flight available was something they were supposed to fly out at noon. And then the only flight available was at 7:30 a.m., which is obviously a very big difference. They would have had to get
Definitely.
up in 3.5 hours from when we booked this. And like, I couldn't get a hold of Andy. It was such a scramble.
Oh my God.
It ended up working out. Also, he told me. So I called him. I know if you call
Andy.
someone like three times, it'll break the whatever, but I just like
The focus, yeah.
the whatever, the like do
Do
not
not disturb, yeah.
disturb. But I didn't I just like, I called once, I texted, I called again, and then I was just like really hesitant about making that third call. And they got a hold of Anderson. So I was like, man, if there any way that Anderson can just like call. And so Anderson FaceTimed Andy. And I guess when you FaceTime, it breaks the do not disturb, which I didn't
Okay, I didn't know
realize.
that either. Interesting. Okay.
So it
Look
all
at you,
worked
Apple
out.
tips and tricks,
I
Anderson Cooper
know.
and
I
Darren.
know. Who knew? Needless to say, it was so fun. I love going to these cities and I get to like really, I had Lou Malnati's pizza, and I know that people have their strong opinions about not
Oh
going
boy.
there or you have to go there. Yes, it's popular and yes, it's a thing. For me, it's like, well, I want to try. I needed something easy because I was like going. I need something easy. And it's like, okay, this is like one of the places that you go, whether or not people have strong opinions about it. Like, I need to have an opinion on it.
You'd
So
like to
I
weigh
had
in on the
that.
deep dish pizza situation.
I got Portillo's hot dog, my Chicago dog, like I always do. Walked around in Fulton Market, which was amazing. Chicago's just great. I really love it. It's just such a nice, it's freezing there on the water,
Oh my
but
God, it
like,
is so cold there,
but it's such a good balance of Midwest and New York City. Like it's a
I know,
good
I say that every time.
city, but it's not New York or LA. Like it's
It's
just such a
not.
Midwest
And
city.
that's.
And that's what I love about it. Even more than St. Louis. I find that Chicago is just like really easy to get around. You don't have to have a car. It's big but small, So yeah, I had a great time.
I always call it the cleaner New York City, because it's like the roads
It
just,
is.
everything just felt so much cleaner. But it is, and everything you're describing, it's not New York, it's not LA, it's its own place there. And I'm just going to say this, I know every city has its unique things, but a lot of cities, especially in the Midwest, and you and I have been to a handful of them at this point between our careers, they all kind of feel similar. There's, like to me, and there's not, frankly, like a lot of interesting, in my opinion at least, American culture or American history or whatever. But like Chicago really has that. And like it's so different from LA and New York, but still cultivates itself in an interesting way, as like most cities do. So I totally agree and I totally respect that. It's kind of funny, like you were just referencing things that you would buy in Chicago or, eat and drink and whatever. And it's like when people come to New York, they're like, I gotta get Katz's Deli. I
Yeah, of
have to see a
course.
Broadway
But
show. Like every city has its
if
thing.
I said that, like as a Jew in New York, I wouldn't think that Katz's would be my number one, even though it's great and I love it. But it's like everyone has an opinion, but in order to have an opinion, you have to actually try it. And that was my
Well,
goal.
that's
It's like
true.
I have 36 hours, like let me have an opinion on something. So that way when I come back, like I'll know what's good and what's not good.
That's true. I have two questions for you.
Yes.
First
Yes.
one is, did anyone in the Q&A give us a shout out like the last time you did an AC2 appearance?
No shout out, but someone did say I
Damn.
love your podcast in the line, but it wasn't like a big shout out, which was very
That's
fun.
cute. I'd love to
Yeah,
hear
it was
that.
really nice.
The second thing is, I know you've been traveling. I know you've been on an airplane. What, I'm sure something happened or occurred on an
Well,
airplane
this is
this
what I was
time.
going to say. Like,
Here
it
we
wouldn't be a
go.
Darren Karp trip without an airplane
That's right. Let's
story.
hear it.
I just find that people are their worst. They're the worst when they're flying. They're
Well,
so
keep in mind,
inconsiderate.
TSA is a little bit out of control. So it's like, my
TSA is a
God.
little out of control. Thank God I didn't have any negative experiences. I got through pretty quickly on both ends, thank God, but I was flying very early. And so I think that might help. Like, I don't know what
I'm
it would have been
sure.
like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Also, some airports are way worse than others,
That's
and
true.
like, I haven't heard that many bad things about LAX. Internationally, I have, but not. I was going domestic. But yeah, I just find that like people are their worst. I slept most of the flights, thank God. But like, to me, it says a lot. If I don't know if you saw this, maybe like a week or two ago, United came out with a rule where essentially they're like, they will kick you off a plane if you're listening to your phone without headphones. Did you
No,
see
I did not
this?
hear this. No.
And let me see if I can even find the headline. Hold on.
I can find it if you want while you're.
Just
Yeah,
United
I'll find
headlines and like headphone policy. To me, A, thank God they did that because when I hear people's phones, I'm like, do you, like you're sitting right next to me. Like, do you not think that like I'm sleeping. Like, do you not? It's like when people keep the windows open on an overnight flight or like in the early
Oh
morning. I'm
my
like,
God, that's
we're all trying to
insane.
sleep. Just close the fucking window.
USA Today. United where are we here? Oh, actually reported originally by CBS News. United quietly updated its contract of carriage on February 27th to include, quote, passengers who failed to use headphones while listening to audio or video content as a reason for refusal of transport with the potential for a permanent ban from the airline. I'm on
And the
board for
fact
this,
I'm
by the
on
way.
board, and the fact that we have to do that is crazy to me, which
I know,
says to
that's
me
true
that it's
too.
enough of a complaint and it's enough of a problem. I don't know who these people are doing it. If you're listening and you're like, this is me, please explain to me how you
Yeah,
can
please
justify
let us
this,
know.
because I don't understand how you can
Yeah.
possibly think it's okay to just listen to things when you're sitting right next to someone in a quiet environment. It doesn't make any
Right.
sense to me. Okay. It
Yeah.
literally makes no sense. But here's
Yeah.
the other thing that also doesn't
Okay.
make
All
sense.
right. All right.
You can be in the middle of a flight and you could be on that plane for 2 minutes, 2 hours, or 20 hours. And no matter where you are in that flight, the bathroom is always disgusting. I don't know
I
how people,
know.
first time you're using the bathroom, like, why is there toilet paper all over the floor? If you drop a piece of toilet paper, pick it up. Like, how do people, and then this time, this is something I've never seen before.
Okay.
I was in the bathroom, and like, granted, like, you don't know. It's like when you go into a public restroom and it smells really badly, and you're like, was that the person before, or was that like two people before? Right. And
Or
someone
was that
comes out,
me?
you're like, but you
I'm
come
just
out and you're
kidding.
like, someone comes out of the bathroom and you're like,
Yeah.
it could have been them, but I don't know if it was them. Right. And
Yeah,
you're like
well.
silently judging them and you never kind of know. And the kind of the same place here, it's like, I leave things perfectly, but I'm not picking up other people's trash. I'm just not going to do that, you know?
Hell no.
So this
Hell
kid
nar.
comes out and like, I don't know if he was scared or didn't flush or something, but whatever it was, someone did not flush. So there was a lot of things going on in that toilet where they didn't flush. So I had to flush it. The fact that we even have to like teach people to flush, like this kid was not
Yeah.
three, he was at least like 12. So
Okay.
like, where are you growing up? And then here's the other thing. There was literally like smeared blood on the door.
Okay, let me just say this.
I was like too disgusted to even bring my phone out to do this. It
Don't,
was
yeah.
I was like too disgusted, but I was just like, you're taking your hand. It was almost like someone had a bloody nose, right? And then they were
My
like picking their nose at a bloody
God.
nose, and then they like smeared it with their hand because it
Oh
wasn't like
my
drops of blood. It was like
God.
a light smear. And I hate to say this because we're not a true crime podcast, but like, in what world where you have toilet paper,
Yeah.
tissues, toilet seat covers,
Running
tissues,
water.
running water in
Yeah.
a confined area
Yeah.
that you're
Well.
smearing your blood on a door? Like, it did seem like it was a kid thing to do,
Yeah,
but I
that's
was just
probably what it
like,
was.
in what world are we living in? This flight is 4 hours.
I was just gonna say, let me say this. I have flown a significant amount of times. You fly way more often than I do. I've never had experiences like you do. Like that is something that is so
I've
truly,
never experienced that. That to me is like,
yeah.
like again, the fact that United has to make it, you're kicking you
Yeah.
off because you are so rude and inconsiderate. You don't even consider the person literally sitting 2 inches from you
Right.
is absolutely wild to me. When people do it on the subway, I find it
Yeah.
wild, but at least you can move cars. At least the subway itself is
Right.
loud, right? You're not forced to be in it. There's no other plane to go to. You can't
Right.
move rows, right? Like, you are where
Yeah.
you are. And it's just like, I don't know. It
Yeah.
actually aggravates me because, like, I
It
just
is
feel like the level
aggravating.
of consideration for other people has completely gone by the wayside. And,
And yeah.
like, people just do not care anymore. They are just like, you're in my world, you're in my space, you're in my life, I'm doing what I want. It's
And I'm not
crazy.
saying that this is necessarily the flight attendant's responsibility. However, who, like, shouldn't somebody, like, why is there blood? Why is there blood?
Yeah,
You
and like they're
know?
not going to clean it up after every single person, and I get that.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think it
Well,
had just
true, yeah.
happened, right? Like,
Okay.
take some accountability. But I don't know if it's like parents aren't teaching their kids appropriately. Like,
Or maybe the kid didn't know there was he or she had blood on his hand. I don't know. You know, who knows?
it's kind
But
of hard to imagine that you wouldn't know that.
no, I agree,
Like,
but sometimes kids just
it's
don't pay attention.
absolutely, it's so sad to me. Like, I just would hope, I mean, I've never done that. If I drop a piece of toilet paper on the floor,
Right.
I pick it
You
up
pick it
and then
up.
I just
That's
put it
true.
in the trash and then I wash my hands.
There you go. Guys, listen in. Darren's giving you life advice. Like, you want to live a long, happy life? Darren's got you
And
covered
let me
right
tell you
here.
something. If you're that person right now who's listening to this and you're not doing that, shame on you. Like, I actually
Imagine
believe that. Like, shame on you.
shame on actual you.
Clean
Yeah.
up after yourself. The how
Yeah.
people treat public spaces is exactly how they treat their home. And like, have
Yeah.
respect for where you live. Have
Yeah.
respect.
All right. There we go.
Sorry.
Damn. All right. Well, Darren
Anyway.
is giving us the best way to live, and hopefully imagine the person that did the blood thing is like listening to the show and they're like, actually, that was me. I'm a lifelong Patreon subscriber.
It'd be nice, like,
Oh my God. Well, anyway, I'm glad to hear that you survived that fiasco. That sounds really gross. I'm
barely
sorry you had to deal with it. Yeah, you barely made it
harrowing.
through.
Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I just want to finish this episode really quickly with a mention that I took a couple days off last week. I told you about the Lady Gaga ticket fiasco a couple weeks ago. Well, I went and it was amazing. And I really want to say thank you to you, Darren, because what did I wear to the show? My Mayhem in the Desert hoodie that you got me at Coachella.
And
Oh, I thought about you.
it's highlighter yellow, and everyone
Yeah.
loves it.
They did well, maybe, yeah, I hope so. But if you're watching anything, any TikToks from Gaga's DC Night 2 and you see a highlighter yellow hoodie, it's probably me. I danced the whole time, literally nonstop, like I was
That's so
20 years
fun.
old. It was, you know, I've been on, I've talked about Gaga extensively. I've seen her 9 times at this point in my life. Not every time was a performance, most of them were, but like I met her once and she did a little performance here. Like, so I just say the amount of times I've seen her. But this show, which you saw most of it at Coachella last year, was the first time she performed most of the show. Some of the second half was a little different than Coachella, which was actually a fun surprise for me. But this was by so far, her best performances, her best tour. Like,
Really?
oh yeah, like the production quality and value of this show and like the messaging and like her vocals, like her she's just every time
She always
she's
has a she's an
insane.
artist. Like, she's a true artist,
yeah
which is what
yeah
I
she
love her.
really
She's not
is.
just an entertainer. Like, she's an artist and obviously has a great voice and like can
Yeah,
do no wrong. I mean, I remember the Paris Olympics when she performed, and like
that's
that
right, I forgot about
performance,
that.
like on the
The
scene, I
VL
was like,
Rose. Yeah.
wow, like this is amazing. I will say though, I remember at Coachella last year when she was performing Mayhem,
Yeah.
Nadine like turned to me and she was like, why is she always an invalid? And to be fair, like every single performance, she always like has an injury. Like every single like
Oh.
artistic thing, it's like she's coming out on crutches,
Oh, you're
she's
talking about
bleeding.
paparazzi. Yeah. She does do that in
Everything. It's like her
paparazzi.
whole
Yeah.
artistic is like, ooh, I'm in a cast. And then I come out of
Yeah.
the cast, or like, I'm old and I'm crippled. And I do this. And it's like,
Oh,
wow, you make a really good point. Like,
I know
she's
what you're
always an
referencing.
invalid.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
always like ill. And then, like, that's the artistry and like comes out of it.
Listen,
Like, she's always a monster. And then, and Nadine was
that's
just
the
like, why is
fame.
she always doing this? And I'm like, you're right. And it's
No,
no
she's
knock
not
on
wrong.
her.
That's
It's just
true.
like, huh, why are you
Huh.
always an invalid? Yeah.
Well, maybe the fame has sort of taken over. I don't know. You have
It's
to sort
crippled
of
her.
think of it's crippled her. What can you say? But
It's
yeah,
crippled.
it was such an amazing time. I'm so glad the ticket fiasco worked out, and it was good to get a couple days away from Pittsburgh where I live. You know, I hadn't been out in a wh and about in quite a while, so really fun time. DC is also really beautiful this time of year. The
Yeah.
cherry blossoms are happening,
Are
so it's
out. Yeah.
gorgeous. Yeah.
You mean
By
the
the
Trump
way,
cherry blossoms?
The Trump Kennedy Center cherry
We're
blossoms. Yeah.
renaming him to just Trump
The
cherry
Trump cherry
blossoms.
blossoms.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool.
This is going
Awesome.
to be called Trump Shaken and
I
Disturbed.
did drive. No, it's definitely not. I did drive by the Kennedy Center and I saw his name and I'm like, oh God, I hate this. That's just a little bit of politics for you guys, which should not surprise anybody listening. But
Yeah. I mean,
anyway,
it's not
I'll.
even political. It's just
No, it's
funny.
not,
It's
but
just
it's
like such a
just.
reality show. It's just such a
Yeah,
reality show.
it really
Yeah.
is. Last thing I'll mention is during the Gaga show, my Apple Watch gave me a notification that I was in a loud environment and I should
Yeah, I
stop
always get
doing
that.
this. I had not ever
Every.
gotten that before, so I was
Really?
like, no. And I'm like, I've been to concerts with my Apple Watch for like several times. I don't understand why I'm just getting this. But let me tell
Oh.
you this. Then I got into Mayhem even more, of course, driving back and the album. I'm listening to it and I got another notification in my car. I was listening to it loudly, but then I thought to myself, this isn't that much louder than I'm usually doing it. I was like, did I have hearing loss? And like, I'm not realizing it's louder than I'm actually noticing. You know what I mean?
No,
But
but
my
it's weird that
Apple
your
Watch
Apple
is
Watch has never like picked up on it. Because like if I'm in
not
a really
there.
loud
No.
bar, if I'm playing like a squeak toy with Snoopy where it's near the Apple Watch,
Really
it'll go off.
interesting. Okay.
It's
All
been like
right.
that at every single concert I think I've ever been to.
Huh. I never got that. So I was like surprised at it. And then I posted it on my story and I just wrote, LOL, shut up, Apple. So, let me enjoy my life, my
Yeah,
guy.
why don't you live? Just
All
live.
right. Well, here's a little teaser for you guys. Well, Darren, why don't you take the teaser? We're about to go record a reaction to
Yes, it almost feels like this is so late at this point because I feel like I've been
true,
talking about
but
this doc for a long time,
you
but
have.
we are finally covering the Oscar nominated
That's
documentary.
right.
It was nominated for Best Documentary at the Academy Awards. Unfortunately, it lost to something, but regardless, we are covering The Perfect Neighbor. It is a great true crime doc, probably one of my favorites for its perspective, and you're going to hear why on this week's On the
Yeah.
next Shaken and Disturbed. And finally, I got John to watch it, if you can
I
believe
know.
it.
Well, it wasn't a 9-part, 17-hour,
But it
series, so I
was
was able to
really
make it work.
important for you to see it. Like, if you are into true
Yeah.
crime and you want to have opinions
It's
about true
great.
crime, it's
Yeah.
a great doc, and you're going to hear all about why we both thought so on this next episode. So make sure you listen in to Shaken and Disturbed.
That's right. And if you're on Patreon, you're going to get it a week early and you're going to want to be in on the conversation. So go check us out and enjoy us on
That's right.
Patreon. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye
Bye.
bye.